This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's Tuesday, and during the month of March, we're presenting a special series, Census 2020, Why It Matters. So far, we've had an introduction to the census and looked at special challenges affecting the count of college students, the Latinx, Hispanic, and immigrant communities. Today, redistricting. My guest is Professor Christopher Borick, Professor of Political Science at Muhlenberg College. Welcome.
Thank you.
Professor Borick is also the director of the Muhlenberg College Institute of Public Opinion and a longtime observer of Pennsylvania politics. Just to review, the census is inextricably bound with the process of determining congressional representation, right?
Indeed. The census is the underlying departure point, if you will, for districting. Every 10 years when the census comes, we get to decide how 435 members in the House of Representatives are delegated across the nation. Mm-hmm. And that's determined by the population of the states. For Pennsylvania, over the last, 60, 70 years, based on population gains primarily in other states, mm-hmm. and more stagnant population in Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. It's meant that we've perpetually over that time frame lost seats. Mm-hmm. That's very likely to occur again after the 2020 census. By most projections, Pennsylvania will probably lose one of its 18 congressional mm-hmm. seats mm-hmm. and drop down to 17. And that's not because we haven't grown. It's just that we haven't grown as a state comparatively to other states, a lot of Sun Belt states.
Hmm. Let me ask you, can I localize that? Is our representation likely to change here in the Lehigh Valley?
Yeah, that's one of the interesting things about it is where – and the census will play a role in this – is even though Pennsylvania may lose a seat, we still have to decide within the state how those lines are drawn and how the districts are created. And what's interesting is the Lehigh Valley, along with lots of places in southeast Pennsylvania, at least from census projections over the last decade, mm-hmm. are the population growth areas in the Commonwealth. They're some of the areas that we're seeing population gains while lots of counties in the state are actually losing population. Mm-hmm. So within Pennsylvania, how we divide our 17 seats, if indeed we're allocated 17 after the census, which seems likely, mm-hmm. It's going to be a big question of where do those districts go in the state. And in large part, I think we're going to see a move towards the east in terms of both congressional districts and state legislative districts, because that's where the population shifts are likely to be after the census numbers come in.
Hmm. So at times, the process of drawing congressional districts can seem profoundly undemocratic. Will the data generated by the 2020 census inherently make districting in the Lehigh Valley more representative of its residents?
Yes and no. One is a new census will tell us where the population is in the state. And so you have to have districts that are relatively the same in size. Mm-hmm. And so if the Lehigh Valley does gain population, it's going to gain representation. It's going to gain more power in the state legislature if we're a bigger part of the state population, which I think the census is going to show if it's done right. Mm-hmm. Now, in the past, for example, during the last redistricting, the Valley was in some ways pulled apart. Part of the district, part of the Lehigh Valley was in a district that was associated with Scranton area, and another part of the district was pulled all the way down towards Harrisburg of the Lehigh Valley, two congressional districts.
Yeah.
It was unified under the last, the court-ordered redistricting. It basically put Lehigh and Northampton counties together with a little slice of Monroe County, mm-hmm. Which I think makes sense. Now we'll see after the next census if again, we get a unified kind of centered district on the Lehigh Valley that expands a little bit out, or if indeed maybe we'll see some of that same process of gerrymandering that happened in the past.
Mm. Christopher Borick is a professor of political science at Muhlenberg College and the director of the Muhlenberg College Institute of Public Opinion. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show. It was a pleasure.
You can hear our entire series, Census 2020, Why It Matters, at wlvr.org/census.